Public Broadcasting Network.
It's a freak show down in the city. Broken dreams and desperate screams. The switchblade gleams down in the city. Empty cans, forgotten plans. Begging hands down in the city. Little strewn, a broken tune. End come soon down in the city. Down, yeah, down, down. Down in the city, nothing's new, the mood is blue now. What's the truth down in the city? The streets are going to really yellow, no. The heart is cold down in the city. Watch your back, never slack. The soul is black down in the city. Look around at every sound. Compassion has drowned down in the city. Yeah, down, down, down in the city, down, yeah, down, down, way down in the city. Stormy seas, the nation's on its knees, either vain pleas, down in the city. Try to escape, to get into shape, lead the riot away, down in the city. Death's on the prowl, I once heard a growl, with saddened dark cowl, down in the city. Gathering gloom, spelling out doom, the reaper comes soon, down in the city. Down, yeah, down, down. Down in the city, down, yeah, down, down, down in the city, down, yeah, down, down, down in the city, down, yeah, down, down, down in the city, down, yeah, down, down in the city, down.
Folks, here we go. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Sorry about that long introduction. As soon as I'm going on the air, my Skype just freezes up on me. So thank you, whoever does that to me all the time on this network. Appreciate that. So it's Incendiary Radio. It is the fifth day of November 2017. And the crap never stops. It never stops. And so everybody knows about this incident down in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Okay. You know, I'm looking at this gentleman, this Devon Patrick Kelly. Okay. This is the alleged shooter. And I'm on the Gateway Pundit right now. As I was coming on the air, Sutherland Springs, this guy looks like he could be Kiefer Sutherland's deranged little brother. I don't know if this is some sort of weird psyop here, but look at the picture of this kid and tell me Sutherland Springs, that this doesn't look like it's Kiefer Sutherland's like mentally deranged little brother. Just weird, you know, stuff here. Now, they posted stuff that the kid was, you know, wearing all black. You know, we're getting all this stuff. Diehard atheist, a CNN fan. The usual suspects coming out for gun control immediately, like we see after every incident. This gentleman was allegedly dishonorably discharged, court-martialed in 2014. It was against the law for him to own guns. Okay. A bit of levity here. And then those of us that play around on Twitter and other places, Democratic congressman falsely claims the Silver Spring, Sutherland Springs gunman is Sam Hyde, a famous internet hoax. This completely politically incorrect comedian. But basically, for the last 3 or 4 years, anytime anybody's done anything, you know, crazy and silly, they start posting Photoshop pictures of Sam Hyde around. And, you know, Chelsea Handler, Dick Durbin, the President Obama, all these people, of course, first thing they do, they pull this gun control garbage, okay? And so I wanted to get that out of the way. Can't have clip 8 ready. Now, I just stumbled across all this stuff. Last night I was kind of laying in bed and I had YouTube playing and I was digging into the Jesuit side of the house. Okay, you know, you got the Jewish angle, mass conspirators, the master conspirators, the organized Jewish community, and then you got the other side of the research house that the Jesuits and Knights of Malta and so forth. They're all the masters and the Jews are all, you know, involved in this, are all just Hofjuden or court Jews, blah blah blah. So I was and the Guy Fawkes stuff kept coming up, and today happens to be Guy Fawkes Day, and he goes into this brings you into Anonymous, the movie V for Vendetta, and all this. This was a Catholic plot, Jesuit plot, to blow up the British Parliament back in the 1600s. So let's go ahead and recap Guy Fawkes Day, Ken. Clip 8.
The words in this rhyme refer to Guy Fawkes, and they originate in 17th century England. On the 5th of November, 1605, Guy Fawkes and his gunpowder plot conspirators, Thomas Bates, Robert Wintour, Christopher Wright, John Wright, Thomas Percy, Robert Catesby and Thomas Wintour, were caught attempting to destroy the Houses of Parliament. They were found in their cellars with several dozen barrels of gunpowder, and Guy Fawkes was subsequently tried as a traitor with his co-conspirators for plotting against the government. Fawkes was sentenced to death, and the form of the execution was one of the most horrendous ever practiced: hung, drawn and quartered. This punishment reflected the serious nature of the crime of treason. The following year, in 1606, it became an annual custom for the King and Parliament to commission a sermon to commemorate the event. Lancelot Andrews delivered the first of many gunpowder plot sermons. This practice, together with the nursery rhyme, ensured that this crime would never be forgotten, hence the words, "Remember, remember, the 5th of November." Serving as a warning to each new generation that treason will never be forgotten. In England, the 5th of November is still commemorated each year with fireworks and bonfires, culminating with the burning of effigies of Guy Fawkes, the Guy. These are made by filling old clothes with crumpled newspapers to look like a man. Tradition allows British children to display their guys to passers-by and asking for a penny for the guy.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Ken. But, you know, and I'm digging around. Guess what else happened on 11/5, exactly 8 years ago? The Fort Hood Massacre down in Texas. Mr. Major Hassan, the alleged jihadi that was involved with psychological warfare operations and so forth and so on. The Fort Hood massacre also happened on Guy Fawkes Day. I wasn't, you take in so many dates and anniversaries and times, and we're getting bombarded with events where this stuff, your own brain can lose it. And so it's, how I stumbled upon it is the same way you guys would stumble upon it. But you're digging around, you're getting ready for the show. Boom, Fort Hood, 8 years ago today. Sutherland Springs, a kid that looks uncannily like he could be a Sutherland himself. Devon Patrick Kelly, and you get all the usual, it's crazy how, all these, people, they dig into people's social media and so forth and so on. And it's just insane that, now we're dealing with this. Now, we just had this Uzbek, the New York truck thing on Halloween. Okay. October 31st is actually Reformation Day. Okay. We just had the 500 year anniversary of the Reformation, and some, and you can go to various kind of channels, and they're covering this, the commemoration of the Luther and the 95 Theses on the Wittenberg church door, where he nailed his theses. Really, going off on indulgences, basically, and a few other things. And look, I think indulgences are insane, and any logical thinking person, when you really get into the background of the way the people were thinking back there, it was like, hey, if I pay my money, I can go buy a hooker or, do whatever, I'm good. I mean, come on, that's just, people were so superstitious, back then. And so Luther happened to be right about indulgences. As soon as the coin hits the, the rhyme, as soon as the coin hits the bottom of the whatever, the soul escapes purgatory, blah, 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 blah. So Halloween Day actually is Reformation Day. I mean, you read this stuff years ago, you forget it, and then you rediscover it. And I've been digging back into some of the researchers that really dig into that side of the house. And so I'm going to play some of that in a little bit, just to give you that angle. Not necessarily that I agree with that angle, but I got some stuff to play on that in a little while. So I've got an article by Kevin Barrett up. Okay. Now, we all know Kevin Barrett's a Muslim from False Flag Weekly News, and he wrote this one on the 1st of November. Did yesterday's reported vehicular attack in Manhattan really happen? Almost certainly. Were people actually killed and injured? Very likely. So why am I calling this event a manufactured terror hoax? Terrorism is a military tactic. Its definition is attacking civilians to inspire fear. This event certainly qualifies. So it is real terrorism, not fake terrorism, right? Well, yes and no. The general population is certainly being attacked and terrorized, but it is the media and behind it elements of the government and ruling class that are attacking us to elicit politicized fear. And the main weapon, the primary instrument of terror, is words and images, not motor vehicles or knives, guns, bombs, or hijacked plane. Well, you see how a guy with his own kind of theological agenda will always lead you to the nefarious controller angle, even though at this point in time you just don't know yet. But I got another kind of, let's just say, another angle on this. Ken, cue up clip 11. Let me finish this article a little bit. Clip 11. Okay, now, so let's cut to the chase. The million-dollar question is always cui bono, or who benefits? Somebody obviously wants us to fear Muslim immigrant Uber drivers. Now, Laura Loomer, this little Jewish girl that runs around with Jack Posobiec, she goes on InfoWars at times. She was with the Rebel. She was with Project Veritas. She's in this big, she's been banned from Uber because she was talking smack about all the Islamic Uber drivers and so forth and so on. So you see kind of a, and then we know that I think one of Rahm Emanuel's brothers is one of the big heavyweights over at Uber. Who's my deputy? It is ISIS, an organization created and sustained by elements of the U.S. military intelligence industrial complex, whose prime beneficiary is the state of Israel. The notion that we should fear Muslim immigrants is a ludicrous, insane, paranoid hoax. Well, I don't agree with that. I think if you absorb enough people from underdeveloped and, let's just say, religiously superstitious areas of the world, no matter if it's voodoo people from Haiti or people from, you know, some of the worst parts of Pakistan and Afghanistan, or let's say Uzbekistan, which I'm not real familiar with, you can't call this a paranoid hoax, because these guys run around, their sexual behavior, their violence, so forth and so on. You know, genital mutilation, and I know that's predominantly in Africa, but, you know, this is what I don't like about Dr. Kevin Barrett, because he always runs cover for a community, this third world community that behaves like barbarians, and quite often, especially in Europe, Canada, the U.S., Australia, and so forth. And so this is a white guy sitting here running cover for a bunch of people that he claims the same religion as, but culturally, you know, he might be this great guy that's very genteel and, you know, nice and blah, 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 but he's running cover for a bunch of people that come out of these third world slime holes that he doesn't have much in common with. And if they probably got him in the right set of circumstances, they do him violence. And this is just, you know, this is just what this kind of, you know, blindness that people have because of their own theological, you know, leanings. Okay, so on October 31st, 2017, back to the article, 8 of those vehicular fatalities were apparently caused by a crazed Uzbek immigrant. That's not even a blip on the radar screen of significant threats to life and limb. Well, you know, let's see one of your people, one of your family members get run down in a truck. Let's say that the story is on the up and up. But somebody wants you to think Muslims are very, very scary. Who might that be? And, like, I get it. I know, like, Charlie Hebdo, Orlando, San Bernardino, and a lot of these Gladio-style operations have Muslims as the patsies, but the Muslim level street crime in France, Germany, Sweden, and all the rest of it, this is a whole nother set of circumstances. And so, yeah, I look at these big terror incidents with a very jaundiced eye, but at the same time, I can watch video after video of footage from the streets of Europe and so forth and so on, or Dearbornistan, and you see people acting a damn fool, throwing rocks at Christians and, you know, groping women and all the crap that we know that goes on at the street level. And so you're dealing with two separate issues here, all right? And so I wanted to get, you know, Barrett's kind of slant on this out of the way. But let's look at another slant, and this is from one of my YouTubers who's got a very keen eye that I follow. And let's go ahead and roll clip 11.
And I noticed that Yahoo is running a story that this guy planned this for weeks. Hogwash. Nonsense. No. He didn't plan it for weeks. Do you know how we know that? Well, because anywhere in the United States, regardless of what state you're in, regardless of what town you're in, if somebody wants to obtain a weapon, they can have it instantaneously, just that quick. So you mean to tell me some guy, 29 years of age, planned this for weeks, and he ends up with essentially a cap gun and a paintball gun? Did I get that right? No. Hogwash. You see how ridiculous that sounds? Here's another thing. This is only my opinion. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying this is my opinion.
Hey,
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Yeah.
you could really kill a lot of people. And so I don't know. I wanted to put that out there because that's just some interesting information that you'll always find from these researchers. You know, we're 5 days deep, 5.5 days deep into the New York truck deal, and then we had the Texas church deal today. You know, this guy's wearing all black ballistic, you know, tactical clothes and a ballistic vest, and then there's people saying he was a recent convert to Islam. I mean, you know, just like they're saying about Stephen Paddock. I mean, the information we're getting now, it seems like just it's all agenda driven, and it's all because it's like people are connecting the dots they want to connect to craft their own narrative to where anytime some event like this happens, you'll see people all over the map. Oh, converted to Islam. Nope, he's a commie. You know, the whole thing, you know, this whole thing that we all have to face as we're all of us that are true watchers to this stuff and not just, you know, these boobs that we all have to deal with in our daily lives that aren't paying attention to much, and they watch the television for their information, and then they want to sit here and have a conversation with you when you just want to, you know, walk away because you know that they're just a TV watcher and not somebody that digs. They're trying to drive us up a wall here, but 8-year anniversary of the Fort Hood shooting, Guy Fawkes Day, and then we have this Sutherland Springs incident where the kid kind of looks like a Sutherland, you know, I mean, I'm not saying he's a dead ringer, but damn, it's just crazy. Okay. Now let's see here. We got a couple minutes. Let's cover Bo Bergdahl. Hey Ken, get clip 10 ready. This is one of the YouTubers I follow, this old army vet, hardcore old dude. This is about Bo Bergdahl and him not getting any jail time. Let's do clip 10 before the break.
I just saw the story where Bo Bergdahl will do no prison time for deserting in the face of the enemy. Bo, it appears that politics may have spared you. It appears that the liberal whining and crying may have helped deliver your sentence. But you know, Bo, and you do know, the faces and names of every one of those soldiers in your own unit who died, who were maimed, and who were injured, looking for what they thought was a brother, what they thought was a true.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I found a fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound, together we will roam. Oh, my precious air to breathe. Outside the weather's storming, with the raindrops freezing on my face. Baby, who slipped out from the arms of grace? Can I feed the fire that is burning me inside? Taking all my precious air to breathe. Take all that hatred from her eyes. We'll sail from over the shadows into the clear blue open skies. And I'll feed the fire when it's burning me inside. Taking all my precious air to breathe.
People from these media outlets and producers in Hollywood, and none of this would ever happened if the alternative would have went down. And so I'm looking at this with, let's just say, kind of. I realize that these are some mafias at war with each other right now, but I'm liking to see this Mark Halperin character and all of these people with their little holier than thou, platitudes that they always want to shove down our face. These leftists like David Corn, especially, all these type of people, they're finally feeling some heat. It's almost like these people were untouchable. They were so feminine and wussified, and like the disseminators of political correctness, to the point where they thought that they were never going to be touched. Because, like, if you're a left wing hack, then that gives you insulation to be a creep or a criminal or a terrorist, like Bill Ayers. You see, these leftists really need to be the ones. And I mean, like, and when I say leftists, I mean Marxists, these communist revolutionaries that have been in our midst in the United States for 100 years trying to overthrow our system. And it's finally good, like the Rosenbergs hung for the stuff with the, stealing the secrets, of course, of the Manhattan Project and so forth and so on. And but it's good to finally see some of the left wingers, the raunchy, terrible Marxist revolutionaries. I'm glad to see some of them feeling the heat. I have to be honest here. But now we're about to see some more shoes dropping, probably in this next week with this Mueller character. I've made it quite clear on this program that I zero in on Mueller because of 9/11. Okay, he was the FBI director that cleaned up this Mossad, neocon, PNAC, military-industrial CIA hit on the United States. And there were, without the CIA in on it, without NSA in on it, and without DOD, corrupt elements of all these alphabets in on it, this operation couldn't have went down. So when people say that 9/11 was an outside job, and then they throw Mossad under the bus completely, that's silly. There's no way that there had to be a ton of these generals who are not Jewish and so forth and so on involved. And so, was it a Jewish plot? I mean, you look at Lucky Larry, and you look at Frank Lowy and Ronald Lauder and all the gang up in New York that really cashed in on the hit, and then all the Israeli characters running around. We remember Michael Chertoff and Mukasey and Judge Alvin K. Hellerstein, the whole network. Sure. It was, it was predominantly a Mossad hit on the United States to get us moving into other realms, Afghanistan, the dope game, you know, the rare earth minerals, the pipelines, and so forth and so on, over, you know, topple Hussein, of course, that the Israelis wanted out of the way. And yeah, we know this big Greater Israel project and so forth and so on, but there were some other players on the periphery. And the multi-intelligence agency necessity to carry this thing out, it was like what I covered last week with this JFK thing. It's like they wanted to suck in as many elements as possible to get everybody's, as many people's hands dirty as possible, kind of like an omerta, you know, code of silence thing about this thing. And, you know, I got some more on Vegas I've got to get to tonight, which is really crazy. But let's double back and let's talk about General Flynn and where this is going right now with 9/11 cleanup guy Robert Mueller. Let's roll clip 13.com.
We have breaking news this morning as another leak from Robert Mueller's special counsel, which was appointed to investigate the Trump administration of possible collusion with Russia during the 2016 presidential election. The leaked information was first reported by NBC News, suggesting that the special counsel has enough evidence to charge Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, and his son, Flynn Jr., in the investigation. As Zero Hedge points out, it appears Mueller's special counsel has a serial leaker working in conjunction with the media. Although when it comes to the Clintons and Uranium One, everyone is pretty tight-lipped.
Reports suggest that the Clinton Foundation received millions of dollars from interested parties in the transaction. Bill Clinton received $500,000 for a speech in Moscow, June 2010, from the Russian government-aligned bank. The same month as the speech, Russia began the uranium acquisition process.
Without confirming or denying the existence of any particular investigation, I would say I hear your concerns and they will be reviewed.
As for the Trump administration and the ongoing investigations with the special counsel, the leaks continue to pour like a sieve. Now, it's very important to remember that this special counsel was appointed to investigate collusion between Russia and Trump, not between Flynn and a Turkish businessman. The NBC article does not report any connection to the Trump administration or General Flynn to Russia. Instead, NBC reports that Mueller's special counsel is investigating Flynn because of a contract between Flynn's intel group and a Turkish businessman who is not a Turkish government official. Flynn's intel group was hired to expose the radical Islamic cleric and wanted terrorist Fethullah Gulen before Flynn was even in the Trump administration. NewsBud has been ahead of the curve on this whole story, as NewsBud's founder and FBI whistleblower, Sibel Edmonds, was the first person in the United States to expose Gulen and his global criminal network headquartered here in the United States over a decade ago. The Gulen network is facilitated and protected by multiple U.S. intelligence agencies, including the CIA and the FBI, while Mueller was the director of the FBI. The Gulen network is involved in drug trafficking and money laundering. NewsBud's Sibel Edmonds has been exposing Gulen for over a decade, and just a few days ago went on record blowing the whistle exposing Special Counsel Mueller's conflict of interest in this Flynn case.
General Michael Flynn, former National Security Advisor to President Trump, is being investigated by Special Counsel for accepting legitimate payments from Turkish companies for researching and exposing wanted terrorist and radical Islamist Fethullah Gulen and his $25+ billion criminal network in the United States. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller is the special counsel in charge of the case. He is the same Robert Mueller who used his position as director of the FBI to shield and cover up Gulen's criminal terrorist network and operations and take drastic measures to quash a whistleblower's Gulen-related reports. These previous connections and actions by Mr. Mueller create a direct conflict of interest with his current position as a special counsel in Flynn's case and require that he must immediately step down from the case.
Every American needs to see this video right now, and the full video is open to all and will be provided in the show notes. NewsBud also recently traveled to New York City and conducted an exclusive interview with a man who found himself at the center of the Flynn scandal. The exclusive report is an investigative slash breaking news slash documentary that's over an hour and 20 minutes long with multiple exclusive interviews exposing Gulen, exposing the collusion between the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Obama White House, and the Clintons to concoct this scandal.
I would say, if I would characterize the Gulen movement
other than the jihadist networks of terror that were created by the CIA through Saudi intelligence and Osama bin Laden, the Gulen network is probably the single most important post-1950 operation of the CIA worldwide.
Newsboat even exposed the former Clinton-appointed CIA director James Woolsey's role in infiltrating and sabotaging the Trump campaign and administration. Find out why James Woolsey, who was on the board of the Flynn Intel Group, was actually competing for the same contract that the Flynn Intel Group received to expose Gulen. And why now Woolsey is doing everything he can to throw Flynn under the bus. As it's being reported, Woolsey is working with the FBI and charges against Flynn and his son are imminent. This is extremely, extremely important. You can see the full hour and 20 minute long video titled Concocting the Flynn Scandal, FBI, CIA, and Clinton's Conspire and Collude Towards Trump Impeachment.
You can stop it there. What is it this guy into? And, you know, Mueller's decorated Marine Corps officer, and his father was an executive at DuPont. Very interesting. He's got an interesting biography if you guys haven't looked into former FBI director Mr. Mueller. Just very, very, very crazy. Now, so Mueller was shielding Fethullah Gulen quite possibly. Now, this is allegedly Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey's arch enemy, allegedly. You know, this all had to do with that coup that almost went down, or the fake coup, as however you want to see that thing, where then Erdogan rounds up all these academics and journalists and so-called plotters, and probably a crap loader being tortured right at this moment, for all we know. And a lot of the Bible prophecy people, as I've spoken on before, really look at Turkey, and they really look at Erdogan as these kind of biblical figures. When you get into the book of Revelation and the book of Ezekiel and so forth and so on. So people really always have a close eye on Turkey. And then some people where you talk about the beast having its wound healed in Revelation, they actually talk about that being the revived Ottoman Empire. And then we see the Islamic State, which Turkey is a major player in, this Daesh group, trying to create this kind of this caliphate for the 21st century. The Saudis, the Turks, some other players are in on this Islamic State, and we know that it's joined under the surface with the Israelis in the Greater Israel Project. And so other elements have to be squeezed out, namely President Assad of Syria, most likely the Shia in Lebanon, the Hezbollahs, and then the Shia in Iran, that the non-compromised elements of that regime. And so, you know, we got a couple minutes left, but Donna Brazil, okay, so she writes this book, and this has been all over the news, and this ties in kind of with, you know, everything else. But so stories about her being fearful for her life after the whole Bernie debacle and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and then we've got the Awan brothers with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and all of the espionage into the DNC, Hillary's side of the house with the emails, the pay per play, the private server, the Clinton Foundation. I mean, this is very dangerous territory, and people like Donna Brazil realize how many people end up dead around the Clintons, even if you didn't necessarily cross them, even if they think that you're becoming a loose end, you end up dead. And we have to realize that the Clintons are subsidiaries of the Bushes. And there's a lot out here about this purge going on in Saudi Arabia. Hopefully I can get to in the next hour, but we're coming up on a break in a minute. But just some of the things that we're going to cover. Prince William, running his mouth that there's too many people on the planet. People getting paid off by the Canadian government because of MK Ultra experiments. Very interesting. So this is some of your real concrete proof that, yes, when people got to dole out money, then you know that there was some real phenomena going on with mind control and military technology. We have to talk about this little Wendy Williams collapse, this trans.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah.
no habitat for wildlife. Yeah, and I get it. So we do have to be stewards of the environment, okay? But at the same time, some people, they just have this self-hating, I want to kill off humans type. You got to be real careful here, because there's people that are, they want all of us to kill ourselves, and they say we're overpopulated, but they're the last ones that want to kill themselves. And so there's these kind of leftard, especially the goofballs, the university professor types. They're real into all this, you know, humans are a scourge and blah, blah, blah. You know, I ran into a guy in the neighborhood, a guy I used to bowl with. I used to be a serious bowler a few years ago. And he's into this house rabbit rescue kind of deal. And this show's about importing people into your country that are of a different culture and so forth. He's like, yeah, he's like a bunch of these Bosnians and Albanians and so forth. And some of these people are white, but they're Muslims and so forth and so on. They actually breed house rabbits like in their basement, in their backyards and crap to kill for the meat. And this is in, you know, urban, suburban type settings. And to where, you know, you got people, little kids living next door that are animal lovers, and you got some alien people from another part of the world that move in, and then they're sitting there.
A lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.